Hey, I'm Esten. Welcome back to the Literally Anything podcast. Welcome to the Literally Anything podcast, where we talk about literally anything. So today we're going to be doing a Q&A. And earlier this week, I actually posted a question box on my Insta story. And if you don't follow us on Instagram, then follow us at the Literally Anything podcast _ self promo. So I posted a question box. And I basically just said ask questions because I'm going to be doing Q&A. So I have them screenshot on my phone, and I guess I'm just going to answer them. So the first question says, do you have any pets? No, sadly not. We don't have any pets. But actually, my sister won a goldfish from, I think, a county fair or something. And that was like a couple years ago. And her name was Goldie. So we used to have a goldfish. Now we don't anymore. So the next question is, how did you come up with a name that was not already taken for your podcast? So this is kind of a story. When I first started my podcast, I didn't really have a specific topic. Honestly, I just didn't really. Like, I know there's some podcasts that focused around a certain topic. And I didn't really want to focus around a certain topic. I just wanted it to be, like, an open variety. So, my original name for the podcast was actually the Anything/Everything podcast. Yes, the slash was included. But that used to be the original name before I actually started recording. And then I went to Google Podcasts and Spotify, and I searched up the name. No one had that name, but too many, like, podcasts had Everything, Anything in the title. So, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that. So, then I don't know, I just decided to do the Literally Anything podcast. So, yeah. Next question is, when you were making your Spotify account, how did you set it up? So, actually, I did not set up my Spotify account. If you listened to last week's episode, you would know that Anchor sponsored us. And actually, I love using Anchor when it comes to podcast. They did not sponsor this episode. I'm just saying this, like, out of my own thoughts. So I love using Anchor because Anchor, you can, like, record your podcast on Anchor and it will distribute it for you. So basically sets up all the accounts for you: Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, like any of those, and it will just put them on the website for you. So you don't have to, like, go to every single app and sign up and then upload your podcast every week. Anchor just does that for you, and that's why I actually like using Anchor a lot. So that's one of the main reasons I use Anchor. So the next one is, what are the best resources that have helped you along the way? So with this podcast, obviously, like I just said, Anchor was one of them, because Anchor is super easy to use and I just love using it. Another one is Soundtrap. When I use Soundtrap, I love using Soundtrap because with Soundtrap, it's easier for me to, like, you can okay, I know it sounds like I'm rambling right now, but it will make sense. So, with Soundtrap, you can insert your audio and it will transcribe it for you. So, you don't have to listen through your whole podcast. Like, if it's an hour long, you don't have to listen for an hour repeatedly to take out what you like and don't like. It basically just gives your podcast captions so it can see everything that you're saying. And if you don't like something you say, or, like, you made a mistake, you can just highlight it and then delete it, and it just vanishes from your podcast. So I like using Soundtrap because of that, but I also like using it because it's super easy for me to enter in my intro and outro music, and it's super easy for me to fade it in and to fade it out. So that's one reason I like using Soundtrap. So also another thing that helps me grow is, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Another thing that helped me grow was actually Instagram, because with Instagram, there's, like, a wide variety of people you can reach, and, like, anyone can see your page if you don't make it private. So a bunch of listeners can just come from there and just come to your podcast, and they might like it and subscribe. One thing I have to say about growing your platform on Instagram, this is for anything, this is not just podcasts, make sure to use 30 hashtags and to do reels. Because when you use 30 hashtags, people from all over the place can come and, like, click on a hashtag and then scroll down and just find your page or your post, and it helps people connect and find your page. So that's one reason I recommend using 30 hashtags. And if you don't like, if you can't come up with 30 hashtags relating to your topic or your page, you can also use hashtag generators, which I love using because I cannot come up with 30 hashtags on my own. So I just search up like hashtag generators on Google and type in your topic. So I'll type in like podcast or something or lip gloss or whatever, and it'll just generate 30 hashtags for me, so I can like copy it and then paste it under the Instagram post. Also using Reels. If you don't know what Reels are, it's basically like TikTok but on Instagram. So with Reels, you just record short videos, edit, add music, whatever. I think the most you can go is like a minute or 30 seconds. And with Reels, a lot of people see them. So like, if you record at least like three reels a day, I mean a week, and post them, then it's more likely that at least one of them's gonna go viral, or at least one of them's gonna get a whole lot of exposure, so a lot of people will see it. I know that when I first started, I obviously started off with zero followers, but like I posted a reel and it got like 50 views, I think, in the first day. So I didn't get 50 followers, but I got like 20 and a lot of likes and comments. So I feel like with Reels, you definitely get a lot more exposure because you never know if it's going to go viral or if just like a lot of people are going to see it. So the next question is, where can your listeners connect with you online? So if you go to our Instagram page and you look at the link in our bio, it will take you to our Anchor site, which also Anchor makes your own website for you. So it's completely free. You don't have to pay for it, which is honestly like the best thing ever. But when you click our Anchor site, you can come directly to our website and you can send us voice messages. And with the voice messages, like you can just record yourself saying something or like send it to us. Or if you have any podcast topic ideas, you can just connect with us there. And if you don't like recording your voice or something, you can just DM us, or you can email us at thelitterallyanythingpodcast567@gmail.com. So yeah, that's how you connect with us. Do you have a signature question? Not yet, because the only person I've ever had on my podcast is my sister. So we do not have a signature question, but I'm sure when I start interviewing more people, will eventually come up with a signature question. Next question is, what advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours? So, I just started this podcast literally, like, I think 2 weeks ago. And I don't really have that much advice on it. Mostly just go head on. If you don't want it to be a career, it can be a hobby. Either way, it's still something fun to do. Honestly, other than going straight in, I definitely recommend watching videos on how to like make your own podcast and like how to get exposure, because when I first started, obviously I knew nothing about podcasts. I had listened to a few, but like other than that, I didn't really know anything. So I watched a couple of videos, and like I feel like the videos people post on YouTube are like super helpful, because I know some people will like charge you and then give you advice on how to make your very own podcast. But if you go on YouTube, it's like free. So I don't know. I just feel like on YouTube, that's way easier. The next question is, how many siblings do you have? If you listened to last week's podcast, you would know that obviously I have a sister because she was there with me. And we also mentioned my brother. So I have two siblings. I have one sister and I have one brother. Next question is, what is your favorite color? So my favorite color is yellow. Not like the mustard yellow, but kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. Like a pastel yellow, I guess. The next question is, hold on. It says, are you a night owl or a a daytime person. So actually, I don't know, because in the morning I'll just like sleep until 12. Oh, and I guess I'm a night owl, but I like the day better than the night, if that makes sense. So I guess like I'm kind of like a middle person. I go to sleep pretty late, but and then I don't really wake up in the morning. I wake up at like 12 or 1. It depends on the day or like what I have to do that day. So that's my preference on morning person or night owl. The next question is, have you ever met someone famous? No, I have not met someone famous, sadly. But we met somebody one day, me, my aunt, my sister, my brother, and then I think my other aunt, and then her children, so my cousins. We went to a mall and we met somebody, and she was actually like, she was auditioning, I guess, for Project Runway, I think that's what it's called. Yeah, Project Runway. And like, I don't know if she ever got on the show. I never really watched the show, but I think she was auditioning for it, and she showed us her designs, and they're pretty cool. So I guess we potentially met someone famous. We didn't really meet somebody famous. I mean, I would love to meet someone famous, but I don't think I would approach them, because I mean, I don't really talk. I'm scared. So the next question was, would you like to be famous? I mean, yeah, I guess so. Sure, I would like to, like, I would like people to know my name, to know that I made some type of impact. So I guess, yeah, basically, I guess that I want to be famous. Well, I would like to be famous. I'm just going to say it like that. Next question is, what's your favorite holiday? Okay, so I don't have a favorite holiday. I mean, because I have two favorite holidays. My two favorite holidays are actually three. My three favorite holidays: Christmas, Easter, and Juneteenth. And I guess those are my three favorite holidays that I celebrate. The next question is, have you ever cried at a film? So, I don't know how to address this. When I was younger, like whenever I saw like those sappy movies, I would never cry. I'll just be like, oh my gosh, this is so gross. But now, like when I watch, it's not all movies, but when I watch some movies, it's like sometimes I'll cry or sometimes I'll get like teary-eyed, but I never start bawling. I'll just like shed a tear. It depends on what I'm watching. And the last question is, do you like roller coasters? No, I don't like roller coasters at all. I know some people, like, whenever they go on a roller coaster, they love the feeling of, like, going up and down and, like, your stomach flipping. I hate that feeling. Like, oh my goodness. Every single time I go on a roller coaster, I always close my eyes, and then whenever I open my eyes, we're always on the top, about to fall. So, I don't know. I just don't like roller coasters. They just make me really queasy, and I just don't like them. So, yeah. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. If you like our podcast, please make sure to subscribe and follow us on Instagram one more time at the literally anything podcast _. So if anything to say about our podcast, or if you like it, please subscribe and contact us. So thanks for listening. Bye.